Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh,
welcome back. Why I'm easy. Hollywood Casino Press Box for the all-new 590 The Fan. This is probably the music that Tom Stillman listened to up in Minnesota as he was driving to the rink about to score three goals in a game. Is that correct, Tom?
Actually, you know, hiding away during COVID times, although there is a skate this afternoon that's on, I guess.
Are you,
I'll be there, but...
Are you skating again? Are you working out again yet?
Yeah. They actually, three sessions were canceled because of, I guess somebody did test positive. This is among the alumni skating group. But we're back on skating today and next week, so I think everything's okay.
And would you consider you an ascending player? Are you getting better every time you get on the ice and improving?
I am the constantly disappearing man, just declining very perceptively, session by session, I'd say.
All right, lots to discuss. You have a really interesting offseason. The face of the franchise, a guy who may have his sweater in the rafters if he were to stay, Alex Pietrangelo, is a free agent. I know you like to delegate and you pass it off to Doug, but you got to be directly involved in this one because it's big. Can you give our listening audience and Blues fans out there your take on where you stand right now with Alex Pietrangelo?
Well, that's a good and, you know, kind of an extended good try. But, you know, as Doug likes to say, we don't talk about these things while they're in process. I don't think that helps. In fact, it's very likely to interfere with things. So I'm just going to, keep quiet and let things proceed right now.
I'm curious, though, would you have a conversation with Alex, or have you, or to express you want him to stay, or do you completely stay out of it?
Again, I think silence is golden in this case.
So let me go back to the bubble. Do you think having a veteran-laden team with young families suddenly put into the bubble worked against the team's sense of urgency, or were all teams in the same boat?
You know, it's an interesting question. And I don't know if anybody has kind of charted the age of teams with how they did. I know Boston had an experience that wasn't too dissimilar from ours. It may be. I think it may be based on, families, dependents at home, responsibilities and concerns about home. I think that could be a factor. It really is a strange environment up there. The league has done a fantastic job in setting it up and the way it works, but it's you're a little bit in the twilight zone there.
Gut feel when the NHL will return for next season. Some people said, it'd be great to do it with the Winter Classic, but December seems more likely. What's your take?
If I had to guess, my guess is that it would slide into January. But that really is a guess. I know the league is, hard at work with dealing with all sorts of hypotheticals and when it might work best. And it's a little bit of a balance between wanting to get going and, wanting to give ourselves a better chance of having fans in the stands. So where that balance in the end will be struck and how that'll be affected by maybe some vaccines being available at the end of the year, and some things like that. It's hard to say where it's going to come out.
I know there's still work to do because there's still conference finals to get through, but on the whole, the NHL did an incredible job in dealing with COVID-19, didn't they?
Just amazing. I mean, not one positive test among the the traveling, the bubble groups, and I don't think among league people or officials or anything like that. I mean, it really is amazing. And, it's one thing to keep, you've got control over, to a degree, over those people. But every day there are local people coming in and out to work there. And yet they're testing those people. I don't know if there have been any, positive tests, but they haven't resulted in any transmission to all those people. It is really quite a feat.
I should know the answer to this question, but has Vladimir Tarasenko actually had his surgery yet?
Yes, he has.
And what's the optimism on that? It's 5 months since the surgery, so are you thinking maybe February?
Yeah, something like that, or that's when he'd be evaluated. I think everything went well, and everybody's hopeful.
Yeah, I know, again, you're not a doctor, but we know that this has been three surgeries on one shoulder, and we kind of know what it did to one prominent St. Louis superstar, Scott Rolen, who is never quite the same. But the Blues are kind of bullish on his return. Now, tell me why.
I'm a long way from a medical expert, but just the nature of this surgery, the success that it's had in the past, all those things, give reason for optimism, not certainty. I think it's likely it's going to be successful, and he'll come back. I mean, he will not have played for a while. He's not played a lot of hockey in the last year and a half, 2 years. So it would take some time to get up to speed. But I think there's good cause for optimism that the shoulder will be solid and very functional.
Tom Stillman is with us, and I should tell our listening audience not to boost up Tom too much, but he's not just an owner. He is, his whole life has always been hockey. He is a passionate hockey observer. And I want to get your take on Jordan Binnington. If you want to be optimistic, you can say, wait a minute, he just had a bad bubble, okay? He won 16 playoff games. He won 30 regular season games and went to the All-Star game. He's 26 and in the prime of his career. But if you take the other side, well, there are goalies that have had great playoff stretches and maybe a great season, and then they just turn out to be okay players. What makes you believe that Jordan is going to be special and will, reemerge as a great goalie?
I think if you look at the bulk of his work and, the data in front of us, it favors the view that, he's going to be a very strong goalie for us going forward. I mean, and for every, I guess you could look back and point to a few goalies who have had, a great run, and then they're not, they don't pan out that well in the end. I think you probably would find more goalies who had a really great period, had a hiccup and didn't do so well for a while, and then went on to have great careers and were, tremendous goalies. So I think the goaltending position, in my view, is more subject to ups and downs and, sort of unpredictable off periods that then resolve themselves much more so than skaters.
What type of financial hit did COVID-19 due to the NHL and to the Blues in particular? What could you tell us?
Well, I mean, the estimates originally, if when we shut down and if we had not restarted in any way, the estimates of league-wide losses were around $1.1 to $1.2 billion. And I think the estimate of what we've recovered by, you know, playing and doing what we're doing is around $350 million. So it's, you know, it's in that range. It'll be, you know, a really tough year for us. I'm not going to get into exact numbers, but it'll be tough, but we'll be able to withstand it. And you know, just the hope is that it's not prolonged by either, you know, another surge in COVID cases or the delays in the vaccine. You know, we're just obviously the sooner we get back to normal, the healthier we will be.
Yeah. And then we'll finish with an optimistic note, because a year ago at this time, the phrase I always used is it's a rare moment in time for a franchise to have almost every player in their primes or approaching their primes. And if you do sign Alex Pietrangelo and Vladimir Tarasenko does come back, you're basically in the same boat once again heading into next season, even though, as we found out, the Western Conference, again, is absolutely loaded with great teams.
Yeah, and I think you have to add to that players like Robert Thomas and Vince Dunn and Blay and Sanford and, you know, other players during that time are adding experience, you know. So you are also building underneath guys who have, you know, will next year have had considerable amount of experience.
Good stuff, sir. We greatly appreciate your time, and we'll see you hopefully down the road shortly. Thanks so much.
I hope so. Thanks very much, Frank.
All righty. That is Blues owner Tom Stillman joining us. So Vladimir Tarasenko had the surgery and doing well.